The trailer for the new Star Wars movie is out, and if somehow you have managed to avoid it, here's a little summary. It's got good old-fashioned TIE fighters, lightsabers, the Millennium Falcon, and also some new faces.
I was raised to do one thing, but I've got nothing to fight for.
Expectations are strong with this one. NPR's Andrew Limbong has been keeping tabs on The Force Awakens.
Of course people are psyched about the new Star Wars trailer. It's Star Wars. But how psyched? Immediately after it aired, the internet dedicated itself to breaking down the trailer frame by frame.
Nothing will stand in our way.
Like, what exactly is Kylo Ren talking about here?
I will finish what you started.
And who is Kylo Ren? The trailer aired last night during Monday Night Football on ESPN. ESPN is owned by Disney, and so is Lucasfilm. Tickets went on sale after the trailer aired, and ticket sites like Fandango crashed. But that didn't stop Brian Linder.
I did buy tickets after some drama.
He's a programming manager for Wikia, essentially Wikipedia for different fan bases, Star Wars included. And he's also just a big Star Wars fan.
I got tickets for opening night for me and my dad, who is the one who took me to see my first Star Wars movie, Return of the Jedi, in 1983. And then my family and I will watch it at least a couple more times that weekend.
That multi-generational bridge has helped other nostalgia franchises. Think Jurassic World. That movie currently holds a couple big records, including the biggest opening weekend. Not to mention, it is the fastest movie to hit the $1 billion mark. Star Wars opens on December 18th, and Fandango said it's already sold 8 times the amount of first-day tickets as the previous record holder, The Hunger Games. Though that's no indication it'll be better than The Phantom Menace. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.